As Don Gagne mentioned, the president was greeted by protests in Ireland. Reporter Amanda Brown in Dublin gathered a sampling of public opinion there, and she found that for President Bush, Ireland may no longer be the island of 1,000,000,000 welcomes.
The Irish government mounted extraordinary security for the EU summit and Bush visit. 2,000 troops and 4,000 police. They kept the demonstrators far away from Drumoulin Castle, where the meetings took place.
George Bush! Out of Ireland!
George Bush!
Out of Ireland!
The Irish anti-war movement mobilised an estimated 15,000 demonstrators against the president's visit all over the country today and yesterday. But it wasn't just the usual suspects out on the streets.
I don't normally protest.
Why are you out today?
Because I am vehemently opposed to George Bush and the way he has dealt with Iraq.
Ivana Bacik is a professor of law at Trinity College and a political activist for Ireland's Labour Party. She was amazed by how deeply ordinary Irish people were opposed to the president's visit.
I've had the experience of canvassing in an old people's home where little old ladies who would be very conservative in their political outlook were coming up to me, having seen me in some of the newspapers and television pictures protesting against Bush's visit, and they came up and said, "Good on you, we don't think you should be coming here. Why should he use this country to get re-elected?"
Before the visit, more than 200 Irish lawyers signed a statement of objection to what they called Mr. Bush's illegal war. For attorney Jaleesa O'Lidger, this was a highly unusual step.
Barristers don't speak publicly like lawyers speak publicly in the States, and it is a reflection of the fact that people feel that this is a totally exceptional situation.
Exceptional because there are such strong ties between Ireland and the United States with its sizable population of Irish Americans. Olaf Tyrinson, a writer for the youth magazine Hot Press, had urged readers to sign an online petition opposing President Bush's visit. 25,000 did in just 5 days.
My favourite writers are all American. Most of my favourite musicians are all American. And any nation that can produce The Simpsons, I mean, hats off to them. This is nothing against the American people. And, you know, from what I've read of the American press and what I've seen of the American media, it seems that a lot of the Americans don't like Bush either. And hopefully enough of them don't like him that he won't get re-elected in November.
George Dempsey is a former US diplomat to Ireland. Many Irish have warm feelings for Americans on a personal or cultural level. But Dempsey says the Irish intelligentsia is inherently anti-American.
American foreign policy in this country for at least 2 decades has been deliberately misrepresented, usually in a very vicious way. Falsehoods which only apparent purpose is to depict us Americans as brutal people, indifferent to the sufferings of others, are actually seeking to cause death and misery to other people.
Whether Irish media coverage has affected public opinion or not may be hard to gauge. But a poll last week found that 65% of the Irish did not even want President Bush to visit. For NPR News, this is Amanda Brown in Dublin.